Is the clock ticking on your health care? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Two federal courts this week issued two opposite rulings on Obamacare, and depending on which one stands, about 7 million working-class Americans will either keep or lose their health insurance. The issue is over a single sentence in the Affordable Care Act. Right now, for example, a family of four making up to $95,000 a year gets a tax credit when buying insurance through a state or federal health exchange. But as one of the rulings pointed out, the law doesn't say that. It says tax credits will be available through, quote, an exchange provided by the states. Well, 36 states never set up exchanges. And one of this week's court rulings said that individuals in those states that didn't set up exchanges are not entitled to the tax credit, which could mean losing their insurance. For supporters of Obamacare, this is an outrage. But if you look at the map of the states affected by this ruling, the states without their own exchanges, it's basically the South and most of the Midwest, areas that deliberately did not set up state exchanges because they detested Obamacare. They opposed the idea of forcing people to buy health insurance, and they're against providing subsidies to pay for it. So for them, far from being an outrage, getting rid of the tax credit might just be a dream come true. In any case, the clock is now ticking in those 36 states. But given the slow pace of the court system, anybody who's worried should have plenty of time to move to one of the other 14. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.